Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 380, mitzvah Shin Pei, as we start Parshas Baha'aloscha. Parshas Baha'aloscha has five mitzvahs, three mitzvahs asay and two mitzvahs los asay. Four of the five mitzvahs in our Parsha relate to Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, which is on Yud Dalid Iyar. The fifth mitzvah relates to the mitzvah of Chatzotzros, as we will get to. Beginning in the Parshas of again, the second half of Parshas Naso, there are no mitzvos. It's all the Nisiyim, as we spoke about yesterday. And Baha'aloscha starts off with the menorah, which the Ramban made famous in his comments about Chanukah at the beginning of Baha'aloscha. But that, we already had that mitzvah. That was in Sefer Shmos. And then it talks about the Leviyim, the Chosas and Latarim, how the Leviyim came into be the Ovdei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. That also was not counted as a mitzvah. That was a one-time thing. That's not going to be counted as an eternal mitzvah, the service that the Leviim had to perform and to be performed to them in order to inherit and take over from the firstborns. After that comes Pesach Sheni. That is in Perek Tes of Baha'aloscha. The Torah tells us, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana ha'shenis. Hashem told Moshe and Arsina in the second year, L'tesa Meretz Mitzrayim, B'chodesh Arishon Leimar, in the second year, after they went out, in the first month, all the laws of Pesach Sheni, V'yasob Reisol, Pasach B'moado, they do it, this is the second carbon Pesach they've ever done in their history. The first one was B'shasi, Yisiyas Mitzrayim Mamish, but this is the second one. So it's the second year, the first month. Just to note, a historical note, Rashi already points out, right over here, that here, even though usually we have a machlokas, there are many machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, whether we say ein muktam umu'uchar b'Torah or not, Rashi is always one to not be afraid to say ein muktam umu'uchar b'Torah. The Torah is not written in chronological order. It does not mean the Torah is written out of order. The Torah is written in perfect order. Ein muktam umu'uchar b'Torah means the Torah is not written in chronological order, because the Torah is not just a history book, it's to teach us things and to give us messages. And therefore, the Torah might not be written in chronological order for certain reasons. So Rashi says that a number of times. Rashi says that by one of the more famous times is Truma, Tetzaveh, and Kisisa. Rashi says Kisisa takes place before Truma, Tetzaveh. The Egel happened first. The Mishkan was a Kapara. Truma, Tetzaveh should come after the Egel. While the Ramban says no. Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah, right after Matan Torah, which was Yisro and Mishpatim, then it goes right into Truma. And that's where the Ramban explains a number of times that the Mishkan was a Hemshech of Har Sinai. So that's one example, but there are other examples as well. But here is one place where even the Ramban has to be Modeh. The Parsha of Pesach Sheni, that Pesach we'll talk about over the next four mitzvos, Pesach Sheni, you have to say Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. Why? Because the dates are given in the Torah. Perek Tes in Baha'aloscha comes before Perek Aleph in Baha'aloscha. You can't get out of it. The beginning of Baha'aloscha, the beginning of Bamidbar, starts off by Dabar Shema Moshe, B'Midbar Sinai, Ba'ol Moed, Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni, Bashana Hashenis, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's the beginning of Bamidbar. And now we're back in Nisan of the second year. So Rashi quotes, Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. Hashem didn't want to start Sefer Bamidbar off with Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Pesach Sheni has an implicit genus of Klal Yisrael. This was the only Karban Pesach we did for the next 40 years. We did it in year 1, we did it in year 2, and then we did it in year 40 or 41 after we went into the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, "Mepnei shi genusan shal Yisrael, shekol arba'im shana shal Yisrael b'midbar lo hikrivu, ela Pesach ze bilvad." That's what Rashi says. It is not written in chronological order. That is the Mefurish, what you have to say in this context. Okay, so what is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? So Korban Pesach, we know, was counted. All the mitzvahs related to Korban Pesach were counted in Parshas Bo. The Rambam and the Chinuch, though, count another four mitzvos related to Pesach Sheni, adding those to the number of mitzvos that relate to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Ramban's Ha'ara that we mentioned many times, the Ramban of Parshas Bo discusses why there are so many mitzvahs, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many. To remember any other event in history, the most mitzvahs that you will have is one. To remember Maimon Har Sinai, maybe there's one mitzvah. Right? Makas Birchas HaTorah. To remember Maisa Bracious, okay, maybe Shabbos. To remember other Ananiya Kovid, you have one. To remember most things, you have one. All of a sudden, we come to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have about 20 mitzvahs. All the Korban Pesach mitzvahs, and Kiddush, and Havdalah, and Pidyon HaBen, and all the Bechar mitzvahs, and now add on four more Pesach Sheni mitzvahs. And the Rabban discusses in Parshas Bo why it is so important the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a defining element of our Yahadus. But here are four more mitzvahs. The Rambam counts and the Chinuch counts. First, the two Aseis, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni related to the Karban, and number two, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni related to the Matzah, that's going to be the next one, and then we will have the next two, and that is the two Isurah, the Isurah being Mosir, the Basar of Pesach Sheni, and the Isurah breaking the bones, similar mitzvahs and Averis that we had related to Pesach Rishon, we have a Pesach Sheni. But today is the first mitzvah Aseh related, as the Torah tells us, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'moado. B'nei Yisrael do and perform the current Pesach in its time. Ba'arba asar yom b'chodesh hazeh, on the 14th day. Remember, Pesach Sheni is a month after Erev Pesach, not a month after Pesach. It's a month after Erev Pesach, because that's the day that is a month after the day that the Karban was brought. So on the 14th day of this month, Beinu Arbayim, Tasu Asa B'Moado. I'm sorry, this is first repeating Pesach Rishon. So Moshe told them to do Pesach Rishon. Etc. Then come the people. People who were Tamei, which Pesach Sheni, we'll talk about this in the coming days. What the message, we'll get to one, we'll get to other messages of Pesach Sheni. There were people who were Tamei. They couldn't perform the Karban Pesach in its proper time. They came to Moshe and Aaron and said, it's not fair. We want to do the Karban Pesach. But we were tame, it wasn't our fault. Why should we lose out on this unbelievable mitzvah? Moshe says, wait a minute, let me find out what's happening. So amazing, you would have expected Moshe to say to them, like a response that we would hear by almost all other mitzvos. If somebody is an ones and couldn't sit in a sukkah on sukkahs, and he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu after sukkah and says, you know what, I was an ones, I was sick, I had the flu the whole week, I couldn't sit in a sukkah, I really want to sit in a sukkah, can you figure something out? Maybe a month later I can sit in a sukkah? Is that going to work? Or I couldn't shake a lulav, I couldn't find a lulav, I didn't have a lulav, now I just found one. Any other mitzvah? There's never tashlumin for a mitzvah, except tefillah. But generally, there's no tashlumin, you can't make it up. All of a sudden, we have a make-up mitzvah. Pesach Sheni, and that's a tremendous lumdus in the Gemara, in the Amoraim, in the Rishonim. How do we exactly look at Pesach Sheni? Is it a separate Chag? Is it a Tashlumin of the first Chag? What's the relationship between the two? And there are major machlokos, which we're not going to go into. There's so many of the details. What if, when is there, we know Karban Pesach is one of the two mitzvahs asay that one is Chayev Kares for, if one does not perform. Only Mila and Karban Pesach. You're only Chayev Kares if you're amazed, obviously. So do you have to be amazed on both, Pesach Rishon and Sheni? What if you're only amazed on one, and then you're an onis on the other one? So that has to do with the relationship of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But Moshe, of course, tells them, Taberu b'nei Yisrael, Hashem tells Moshe, tell them, ki ish kiya tamei lanefesh, over derech rechoka, if somebody's far away, lachem el doro seichem, asa Pesach l'Hashem, b'chodesh ha-sheni, and the second month, b'arbas ha-yom, b'inu rabayim, yasu oso, on the chodesh ha-sheni, on the 14th day, do it. Al matosum rorim yochluhu. Lo yashir mimenu ad boker, ve'etzem lo yishbru vo. Don't leave any over. Don't break the bones. We'll get to those. Exactly how it was done the first time. V'ha'isha sherhu tahor v'derech lo haya. If somebody doesn't do the Karban Pesach, their chayev kares, etc. As we know, the punishment is as I just mentioned. Okay, let's get into some of the details of the mitzvah in the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chinuch, Sheyatze Pesach Sheni Bar Basar Be'Iyar Kol Mi Shelo Yachol Asos Pesach Rishon Bar Basar BeNisan. 14th day of Iyar instead of the 14th day of Nisan. Kigon, Machbas Tuma Oshahaya Baderech Rechoka, why wouldn't they have performed the mitzvah on the first of Nisan? Maybe they were Tamei, and we know one has to be Tar to do Karban Pesach, or they were far away. Shun Amar, as the Pasuk says, Bechodesh Hasheni, the Pasuk has quoted Vechulu, so if they didn't do it, they have another chance. Kol Sheshogag, Onanas, or Afilu Hizid, Velo Hikriv Barisho Makar Besheni. That is the message. The Shaila is, why Karban Pesach? What's so unique about this Karban that we get a second chance? Mishar Shia Mitzvah. So let's do what the Chinuch says, and then we'll see some other ideas. Lefi Shemitzvah Sapesach, Hu Os Chazak Ubarur, Lechol Roe Hashemesh, Bechidish HaOlam. Korban Pesach is the first korban that we as a nation gave. And it was at the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all the nisim and neflos for us in Mitzrayim. And this korban helps remind us and all those around us about the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge. And the makos, including makos b'choros, ki az ba'esa hi asa imanu hakel baruch hu nisim neflaos gedolos v'shina teva ha'olam l'ene yamim rabim. It was obvious and it was open to the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishana the teva. Korban Pesach is all about this message of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim and Am Yisrael becoming a nation through the Nisim. Everyone saw that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is on the upper world and the lower world. Everybody believed at that moment. And later on, obviously it was solidified with Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo later on, but at that moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin, which we'll get back to in a minute, even though we can't fathom making something from nothing. Everything comes from raw materials. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin. Ki kamochei nimna livkoa mitzulas yam. What, it's just like Yesh Me'ayin, we can't fathom the yam splitting. Aravor besocho am kavei b'yabashav yashubulim kaman. To have 2 million people walk through on dry land. Ula hachyos am gadol v'rav arba'im shana. Or feeding a 2 million person nation, bread falling from heaven for 40 years, yom yom. You know what? That's understandable. Everything is nisim and neflos. And this is what Korban Pesach proves to us. This is what it symbolizes for us. And Hashem wants us to remember it. And He doesn't want anybody to lose out on this message if they were tameh, if they were far, if they didn't do it. So Hashem gives another chance. Skip a few lines. Al Kain, Haya Meritzona Baruch Hu Lezakos B'Mitzvah Zu Anach Bedes. Kolish Mi Yisrael Va'al Yagveyu Ones V'Richok Makom Ba'Asosa. Hashem doesn't want anything to prevent us from fulfilling this mitzvah. Ulefishu Yisor Gadol Badat Higi Achiev Gam Kain Af Al Hager Shenis Gayer Ben Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. Even if somebody, it wasn't possible for them to fulfill the mitzvah the first time. What if somebody converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? V'chein katan shehigdil, or a katan that had his bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, chayavan lasas Pesach Sheni, even though they weren't even around, they weren't even Jewish, they weren't even chayav at the first time, it wasn't that an ones occurred, they weren't even in the parsha, they are still chayav to do Pesach Sheni. A couple of points related to this paragraph. Number one, once he mentions the concept of Yesh Me'ayin, just to keep in mind, the Ramban, in his commentary on Sefer Bereishis, he writes at the beginning, really there were two stages of the Bria. The Chinuch says Yesh Me'ayin, that's true, says the Ramban as well. But the Ramban says there were two stages. Hashem first created Yesh Me'ayin, a certain type of material, from which he then created everything else. There was two stages of creation, says the Ramban. V'yata, Shema Pirish HaMikra Apshuto Nachonu Barur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barak Kol HaNivraim Me'afisa Mukhletes. Hashem created all creations from nothing. V'ein etzleinu b'lashon hakodesh b'hotzas hayesh me'ayin el lashon bara. Bara, that's what it means. Bara means created. Yesh me'ayin. V'ein ka, but we don't really have a word in English or in any language to describe it because we don't understand it. You can only formulate and describe events and actions and items that we can see and understand. That's why we can't describe Hashem. We can only describe what Hashem is not. We can use words that describe people to describe Hashem. Compassionate, Rachum V'chan and Erech HaPayim. That's because his Rachum V'chan is not like our Rachum V'chan. So says the Ramban, we use the word bara, but we really don't know what the word bara means. It's Yesh Me'ayin. O Lamala, Havi Hove Min Ha'ayin Hatzchala Rishona. Aval, says the Ramban, Hotzi Min Ha'efes HaGamur Mochlat Yisod Dak Ma'od Ein Bo Mamish. Aval Hu Koach Mamsi Muchan L'Kabel Tzura. He created a certain type of matter, which then he formed everything else with that matter. That after he created this first matter, he never had another bara in the history. Bara, Bereishis, bara Elokim. After that, it was all yatsar. It was all asa, yatzar va'asa, yatzar va'asa. So the chinuch just says it quickly here about yesh mi'ayin, but the Ramban really expands upon it at the beginning of the Torah. Number one. Number two, to mention, the chinuch goes into the importance and the focus of Karban Pesach being related to Zechir Sizias Mitzrayim, the Meshech Chachma as well, as an important piece here in Parshas Vayelotzcha. It's not in Bo. It's right here, where he asks, why is it that only by Karban Pesach do we have a makeup? Number two, there's a Havamina in the Medrash that every ger, upon converting to Judaism, has to bring a Karban Pesach. He could convert in the middle of Tammuz, in the middle of the summer. But the Medrash has a Havamina that every ger that converts should bring a Karban Pesach. What kind of Havamina is that? Number one. Number two. Number three. Yoshiyahu HaMelech in Malachim Beis in Perachav Gimel. When he got rid, he was one of the greatest kings, Tzadikim, when he got rid of all of the Avodah Zarah, it says that he brought a Karban Pesach. It wasn't Pesach. He brought a Karban Pesach. What's going on here? Says the Meshech Chachma, Karban Pesach is the antidote, the carbon that's the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. Yes, the Rambam says, in general, all carbonos are anti-Avodah Zarah, but most assume, like the Ramban, there's something more positive about carbonos, right? Adam and Noah, they all brought carbonos, there was no Avodah Zarah going on then. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's what he quotes the Medrash about, V'chiyogar etchem ger v'asa pesach l'shem yachol miyad. You might think that a ger has to bring it immediately. Why? Because weaning ourselves from Avodah Zarah, that's Karban Pesach. V'zenemar b'pesach midbar havolatar Yisrael mechet shel ha'egel. That's why they had to do Karban Pesach immediately when they became a nation in year one, to get out of the Gilulei Mitzrayim, and also second year. Because after the Egel, they have to bring another one. The ego required them. They couldn't go another 39 years. Ki ha-Pesach more al ha-Hashkacha ha-Pratis. Pesach, like the Chinuch says, it's about Hashkacha ha-Pratis, but it's anti-Avodah Zarah. Asher mitzuyanim ba Yisrael mikol ha-Amim. Asher hivdil ben Amo b'nei Yisrael ha-Mitzrayim. And he goes through many other emphases and details about Karban Pesach that reflect this idea that it is the anti Avodah Zarah carbon. And that's why he says Yoshio brought it, because that was part of the purging of Avodah Zarah from Am Yisrael, is bringing a Karban Pesach. Ulafiza, and that's why he says, Halo b'nei Levi, asher alehem amar, ki shamrim rasecha, v'lo avdo oviz galim be'egel, yitachein lo markim apterimina Pesach by Midbar. There was a havamina that the Levim wouldn't have to bring the second Karban Pesach. They didn't do the egel. And he continues v'chulu. But this is his message of Karban Pesach being the anti-Avodah Zarah. That's also part of its defining features, and that's why it is such an important carbon. Keep in mind that the Rambam in Hilchos Karbanos, where he talks all about the different types of Karbanos, Hilchos Karban Pesach is the first set of halachas that he discusses. It's historically first, but it's also in significance, the Rambam has it there. Good. One other point related to this last discussion of the Chinuch. Again, we have a couple of days to talk about Karban Pesach and all the Minchas Chinuch discussions, and that is, the Chinuch mentions that the case of a ger and a katan, if somebody converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or if somebody becomes a gadol, so they have to bring Pesach Sheni. What happens, not by a goy case, but what about a ger case? What about if a person shechs the Karban Pesach and has the katan in mind? Has the katan in mind, even though the katan doesn't have a chiv, obviously, when he's a katan. What if he has the katan in mind when he shechs Pesach Rishon? Says the Rambam, the child is pater from Pesach Sheni. Pater from Pesach Sheni. Once he was shechted upon in Pesach Rishon, says the Rambam, Perek Halacha Zayin, katan shehigdel b'shnei psachim, chayav alas Pesach Sheni, v'im shechtu alav b'rishon, pater. He's pater. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. How is that possible? A katan is not a bar chiyuvahu. Just because they shechted for him, he's mufka from the mitzvah. Why should it count for him? Asked the Kesef Mishnah. Answer, says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Mari Kirkus, Dekiva derachmana rabye lekatan, she yishchatu alav, umemaninoso, niftarhu bekachman hasheni. Since the Torah includes him in the minyan, as we know, Karban Pesach is a family karban, you have to be in groups, so he's included. The question, though, is that concept of sitting in groups, what's called celibate avos, is a mitzvah, it's a derabanan we paskin, not a daraisa. So again, we don't have time to go through it in more in depth, but Reb Chaim here saves the day. Reb Chaim says Karban Pesach is different than any other karban. Even, and also the chiddush is about a katan. Even if a katan doesn't have a chiv of Karban Pesach, he's in the parsha of Karban Pesach. He's not mufka like he is from other mitzvahs, like Birchas Hamazon. Or most mitzvahs, a katan could only be chayiv derabanan. He's not recognized on a d'oraisa level. Says Reb Chaim, the chiddush of Karban Pesach, and it could be because Karban Pesach not only has a chiv gavra to eat it, but the chefsa of the Karban Pesach must be eaten, could be because there are different elements. A katan is recognized on a d'oraisa level as being included, even though he didn't have a chiv to be included. But once he is included, then he's putter from bringing Pesach Sheni. That's Reb Chaim right here in Hilchos Karban Pesach in Perek Hey Halacha Zion. Good. One other ha'ara, midini ha'mitzvah. Let's just do the next paragraph. Mashamar zechonu levracha. Chazal say, what are the differences and similarities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the chinecher lists off four differences. The first Pesach, you know, when have chametz in your house. And the second one, obviously, you can. The first one is for 7 days, the yontif. And the second one is only for 1 day. The third difference, Pesach Sheni doesn't have an issur malacha. No, it's a malacha, just the carbon. The fourth one, you do require hallel when one eats the Pesach Rishon, but not when one eats the Pesach Sheni. Those are the differences. They both have to have hallel when they're shechted. They both have to be eaten roasted with matzah, with marav v'chulu, as we'll get into the next couple of mitzvahs. Again, there's a lot more here, but Hashem will get into it. Halacha and hashkafa. A lot still to go in the sugya of Pesach Sheni.